Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at tomboyx.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Will It Ever Trend? Turns out, I don't know. All right. I'm Jack, that is Miles.
Yep.
And... yeah, the news is basically almost wholly about the shooting in Texas.
Yeah.
The mass shooting of children, a bunch of 10-year-olds.
Everything. There's like, I mean, as it should be, it's national news. You know, the biggest thing trending is Beto O'Rourke actually confronted Governor Abbott yesterday during a press conference. I don't know if you heard the audio of it, like, the way that they're shouting back at Beto O'Rourke, you know, it's really wild, because like it's like in a way that these like these supporters of Governor Abbott are almost like, how dare you, how could, yeah, like screaming so loud. It's like,
where's the decorum?
That might be your own guilt creeping up,
right?
If, because he's saying this is on you, this is on the politicians, the people who want to hump guns all day and not consider the terrible situation that we're putting children in, and just everybody in, with inaction. So there was that. That's trending.
I mean, they don't even want to hump guns. They just do it for the money. Like, that's,
yeah, exactly,
the thing, like, that I'm coming to terms with is like, they, you know, we talk about on tomorrow's episode, leaked audio from an NRA like conference, like right after Columbine, and
right,
they were like, well, we got these fruitcakes and nuts in the NRA, bunch of hillbillies who are, might embarrass us. Like, they don't believe in their shit. They're,
that's
just
a direct quote from that.
Yeah, that they're just audio, a fucking business.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty much all we talk about tomorrow.
Yeah, that's
episode.
What we talk about tomorrow. The Onion released the article they always released, No Way to Prevent This, says only nation where this regularly happens, but they, yeah, published it 21 times on their front page, and then, you know, just a lot of statistics about how this truly is the nation where this regularly happens. Over half of the mass shootings of the past 50 years, deadliest mass shootings of the past 50 years, happen in the U.S. and,
yeah,
countries like Australia, where, like, you know, they had a deadly mass shooting and passed gun reform, have seen amazing changes.
Mm-hmm.
But people treat it as though it's not something that anything can be done about.
Same with you know, like in Scotland, there's the Dunblane massacre that also people were like, okay, we're done with this. Yeah. But there's such a sickness in this country. All this is just constantly revealing it's like every week we've just been hit with these stories and we're like, this is a failed state, the United States. We're completely unable to pull ourselves out of the problems that we're looking at. Every single person who's not on Capitol Hill, or most normal people who aren't, you know, so massively wealthy, we're looking at the same problems pretty much the same way. But no matter how much people will say, like, it's all about electoralism, I'm looking at over and over and over and over again is people clamoring for help. But there are too many vested interests in not improving things that we just don't do anything. So we just get in these absurd cycles of tragedy. And yeah, I mean,
there's a desperate need and want and energy for something to do. People want something to do. And the fact that there is not something to do, not like a party that actually acts on behalf of the people, is like, that's really all you need to know. But I mean, it also is something that needs to change. And like, it's not going to come from the corporate, you know, national party level, and it's not going to come from corporations.
No, that's, I mean, that's
for a long time, that has been the only thing that does anything in our country. And so that is, we lack the imagination, you know, we lack the imagination, as we talked about in the, with Margaret Killjoy.
And I think that's what I think makes these moments feel even more disorienting, because you're like, no, this can't be happening. This can't happen. Like, I certainly don't want to stand for it, but but the idea stopped there.
Yeah.
And it's no longer, well, we should talk about all the NRA donations these people get and vote them out. That's not, that doesn't work either. And I honestly just, you know, people just need to radicalize themselves a bit and understand really how much of an awful situation things are.
Yeah.
When we can't even, like, you know, people can't even be moved with massive death constantly.
I hear a lot of people, I've heard this from a lot of people, the, you know, looking at their own reaction, being like, you know, I felt bad. I felt like I was like, you know, dead to this for a little bit. I was just I feel like I'm out of reactions, because every time I have a like emotional outburst around the story, I'm like, I've had that before. Like nothing, you know, my brain is like, oh yeah, but we've done this before. Like, it's, don't be hard on, like, the, it is a crazy making situation. It is absolutely a situation that is designed to drain you of hope and energy and options. We have to create our own, but like, don't be hard on yourself for feeling that way. We just need to fucking do something. I mean, clearly, as a lot of people pointed out on social media, like, the thing they don't want is to be confronted, like the politicians.
No. Like, and you can tell by how quickly we have laws that protect them from being confronted, confrontation, right. Direct right. Action. I mean, you know, this is, I hope this ends with more people getting on the same page to make it a little bit like easier to do things collectively. And that's the one thing that I hold out for, is that I know that there are more people who see this and see how fucked up and absurd this all is. And we're just trying to figure out how we get ourselves out of the situation where we let, you know, just a handful of people completely negate the things that we need as human beings to fucking live.
Yeah. We have the roadmap. We've seen what other countries are able to do with aggressive gun control. We saw what, like, not very aggressive, but still, like, actually effectual gun control after Columbine did. Like, mass shootings went down, and then they let the assault weapon ban lapse because that is what was in the best interest of commerce. Just a couple of misinformation things that I wanted to point out. There's the Greg Abbott being like, Chicago's deadliest city, murder capital of America. Not true, by the way, like 28th. But like, that's, you know, obviously there are parts of Chicago that are horrifying. And he's like, they have some of the toughest gun laws. This is like their one argument. And studies have found that those guns come from outside of Chicago or smuggled in from, you know, surrounding areas like Indiana that have extremely lax gun laws. So anytime they make that, they're making an argument for federal gun control laws, is basically. And then also, I just, Candace Owens started tweeting about the shooter being trans. And this is the second time in a couple weeks where somebody has responded to an act of violence in the obviously 100% totally different situation, but the Dave Chappelle thing with him being like, it was a trans person who attacked me.
Right.
And in this case, I just feel like there's like that, that's so dangerous. And there's something that's there. Like
they keep pawing at that fence like a fucking raptor.
Yeah.
Waiting for it to be like, okay, now's the time to just completely weaponize this.
Yeah.
And again, I have to believe that there are more people who will look at that and be like, that's not true and that's fucked up, than the people who are going to jump onto that and be like, yes, this is the way. But it's, we're just in this like very precarious moment where I feel like there's so many people vying for different outcomes for this country, but too few of them are doing something that is like for the actual benefit of people rather than their own like demented fucking agenda to be relevant or stay in power.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Meet Tomboy X. Makers of the original boxer briefs for women, Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
And we're back, and Mike Pence's name is trending today because of this There's just some wild shit in a new New York Times report about what happened on the day of January 6th.
Yeah, again, we're not surprised by anything, but when you read this just first two paragraphs of this article, you're like, huh? And I'll just read it. Shortly after hundreds of rioters at the Capitol started chanting "Hang Mike Pence" on January 6th, the White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows left the dining room of the Oval Office, walked into his own office, and told colleagues that President Donald J. Trump was complaining that the vice president was being whisked to safety. Mr. Meadows, according to an account provided to the House committee investigating January 6th, then told the colleagues that Mr. Trump has said something to the effect of maybe Mr. Pence should be hung.
Huh.
Yeah. So.
So like that he.
It's like more shit, right?
If
like,
he's allowed to run for president, like we're straight up. It's like. Authoritarian like times, you know, like that's wild, man. That is just straight up like that's going to be in history books, right? Like, and who knows? Well,
it depends on which state is the one dictating what makes it into textbooks that year. But yeah, I don't know. That's again more mounting evidence where it's like, okay, can you just do something? Like, what are we? And I think that's the thing. They're just too afraid of taking away the. You know, they're just upsetting unreasonable people.
Yeah.
And all that does is make our existence more absurd.
Yeah.
By capitulating to people who are invested in like the antithesis of safety and prosperity.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see what happens. I mean, they got their whole, you know, dog and pony show coming up. So we'll see if they're, you know, they got some new gems they haven't unearthed for political chess game, but yeah, the darkness continues to fall over that city, the capital.
Bumble is planning to expand further into social networking with a new communities feature.
So just finding a friend, you know, not a fuck buddy.
I didn't know that they had the friend finding feature, and I did not know that it was swipe based. So there's people just like evaluating you as a friend by like swiping.
I'd like multiple levels of rejection. I'd like to be rejected as a potential romantic partner. Yeah. Also just to chill. I don't know. It looked like we liked the same shit. Fuck that.
This makes more sense. So what they're doing is they're moving beyond that model, which doesn't like that's not how you pick friends. You're not like.
No. But if you're in a new city, I get that. Okay, this person of color and who likes the same interests as me. Okay, I might be able to talk to them. I don't know, whatever you want.
Yeah, but like this, it seems like more, you know, social groups where users can connect with one another based on topics and interests and not just via matches. Which
yeah.
That seems like, I mean, that's just Meetup. Like that's just,
I remember that website.
Yeah, that's just what the internet's been doing for a long time. But
yeah, we've been doing
this. You know, that is one of the good things about the internet that it would be great if we could get back to doing that is using it to actually meet up with people and create communities.
I mean, like, that's what the irony of it, too, right? Is like our tech brained minds are like we drift away from like old school shit, like meeting new people. It's like, fuck it. The app can help you do all this. I wonder how many people who are going to get caught with the app and they're going to be like, I'm looking for friends. I wasn't using Bumble to look for people to have sex with. I was just looking for somebody who also liked the hip podcast Mad Boosties. That's all.
That's right.
That's all I was doing.
Purdue. What is it? David Purdue? Is that his name? Got bodied in that Georgia election.
Predictably.
Which, you know, he was down 30 points, it turns out. Tell you, I may not win. But I sure as hell am not down 30 points.
No, daggum 30 points.
Yeah.
In fact, he was. What's interesting is Brad Raffensperger, I think that's his name, who was the Secretary of State, who was like the Republican in Georgia, who was like, yeah, we're not going to, like, that was the one Trump's like, find the votes on the phone.
Yeah.
He won his reelection bid. And a lot of people were like, oh, shit, bro. He fucked up being a human being who stood up for electoral norms.
Oh yeah, I remember.
But he got out. So we'll see what happens. Trump was not able to defeat him either.
Colin Kaepernick trending, getting a workout with the Las Vegas Raiders to be a backup, which he absolutely deserves to be. And it's wild that he hasn't been up to this point.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't played since 2016.
Jesus.
Like, look, look around.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy,
just fucking look around, man. This guy had his career fucking destroyed because he was protesting racial violence and injustice and effectively just disappeared somebody. That's shit like that is it's normal in this country. And I think that's what we have to really, so many things that we have to challenge ourselves to say, like, this shit is fucked up, not normal. We can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
When we reach that tipping point, TBD. But my hope is that more and more people are starting to see how bad things are and also get an idea for how much better things can be. If we move in the right direction, but yeah.
How do you feel about like the corporate as like the fact that he, became a Nike sort of spokesperson? And because I'm so just disillusioned with the entire state of things and the fact that it all seems to like come back to hyper capitalism, mm-hmm. And so the combating of getting his story out seems important. Like when that happened at the time, I was like, yeah, well, definitely get the bag. Also, like, it's important that people understand that he is a great athlete who, whose career was cut short by him standing up for something. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know, that overall strategy, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like it's doing it for us.
No, because everything, you can't, the corporations already are a malignant entity.
Right.
So there's nothing that they can interact with that is done for any kind of reason other than to serve itself. Yeah. And yeah, like I get for him, great. Like get a check. I get it. You can't work. Nike wants to up their cred by having you be associated with them, so be it. But like, if you're ever going to read a story where you're like, wow, that company did well, it's one where they did it without people knowing, and that'll never happen. Like, it's all about PR and shareholder value and shit like that. Like, I'd be surprised if the fairy tale version would have been like, in 2018 Colin Kaepernick was back in the league, and then a few years later it's like, oh yeah, Nike leaned on the league and said, like, no, this is, I don't know. It's just, we're just never going to see anything like that. But good luck to him. I hope he's able to find a team and do the thing that he likes to do, which should be the right of every person.
And finally, I have had the Wordle answer spoiled for the first
time. Okay, so no Wordle, Wordle spoiler coming up.
No, we won't say the word, because okay. I don't want, but okay. People are pissed about the word. I haven't, like, this is probably stupid on my part, but I usually, people don't like make the answer to Wordle trend on social media, but mm-hmm. like this day it showed up in our trending doc, and yep.
How you feeling?
That's
about
all
it?
Right. My 128 day streak of getting Wordle, it doesn't bother me because I am the world's greatest, I think.
Yeah, you keep saying that. How do we, where are the receipts for that? Can we?
I compared my stats. I put my stats out there and people shared their stats, and some of them were better than me. But that's just stats, man. That's just stats. You have to see me play the game.
It's intangible, man. There's an intangible point. Some of you can't measure my Wordle style. My Wordle styles are impetuous.
But anyways, I am still playing this game every day, though. Just
okay.
Joylessly grinding it out until I have the most Wordles, and my second grade teacher admits that I was smart after all. All right. So those are the things that are trending. We are back tomorrow with the whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself.
Please.
Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at tomboyx.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.